School choice is something that comes up all the time. And we in Texas are supposed to be, you know, a little more school friendly than the school choice friendly than the average state. The idea of returning to parents some of the latitude, some of the decision making, and now with the legislature in session, how might we make further steps toward sort of a school choice nirvana, where if we've got all this money going into schools, it seems like some decision making, some latitude, some freedom ought to accrue back in the direction of parents. They pay a lot of attention to this at Young Americans for Liberty, YALiberty.org, the website. And their national school choice director is Randon Steinhauser, and she is here. Welcome, ma'am. How you doing?
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you this morning.
Nice to have you. So lay out the playing field for me now. It seems like it's been a pretty sweet time for school choice. It seems like a concept that is gathering steam, gathering appeal. So where are we now?
Yeah, we are seeing a tremendous amount of momentum for school choice, you know, not just here in Texas. We'll certainly cover that. But I want to make it clear that right now, Texas is behind other states. We saw just this week, Iowa governor pass in a universal school choice bill, which allows every single child to access their taxpayer dollars, their family's taxpayer dollars, to go into an account that they can use on a variety of expenses. We've seen dozens of states across the country enact private school choice legislation. We believe it's far beyond time here in Texas. And more than anything, you know, I think we can look back to COVID and see that that really unleashed the potential for families to have more control over their child's education, whether it's in that traditional classroom setting and having a say in the curriculum that's being taught, or, you know, choosing a different provider, hosting them in a virtual education. Homeschooling is on the rise. So we're really excited about the momentum, and I hope we can see it here in Texas.
There are a lot of plans that can come under the broadly defined school choice umbrella. What do you guys like at Young Americans for Liberty? What are the specific nuts and bolts of what strikes you as the best way to go about school choice?
Yeah, because we believe in the ultimate accountability being parents, we are pushing for an education savings account, which is when the tax dollars, the taxpayer funds that would otherwise go to the government-run school, go into an account. And those funds are managed by the parents, very similar to, say, a health savings account, where you can use those funds on a variety of expenses. What's really exciting about this is that certainly you can use them on private school tuition, but you can also use them on things like tutoring, therapy, curriculum, homeschooling supplies. And so this is very exciting because it's finally allowing parents to ask themselves, what is it that my child really needs? Where are they thriving? And we want to continue to build on that success. And perhaps where are they struggling? And we want to pull in some additional reinforcements through tutoring or therapy. So an education savings account is the ultimate freedom for parents to use, again, their taxpayer dollars to fund their student instead of funding a system.
What's the best answer to the pushback that is always going to come, that this will be the death knell of public education? We need every dime to pay for these exact teachers, these exact buildings. And as soon as you start to divert it all over the place and give all these parents these infernal choices, it will be the end of public education as we know it.
Well, there's so many pushbacks, right? For example, If we believe that this was going to end public education because all of a sudden giving parents a choice means they're going to leave where they are, that in and of itself is an argument for school choice, right? If they're not happy, but they're stuck, let's allow them the freedom of movement, of the freedom of choice. So, you know, the idea that we're not spending enough on public education is all about the system. Look, Mark, we have superintendents in Texas who are making over $300,000, $400,000 a year. We don't hear about this. We have an administrative staff of 3-1 for our teachers. The funds are not going into the classroom. The dollars that are allocated towards our students are no longer going to fund that individual student's education. They're going to the bureaucracy, the bloat, the government expenses of this behemoth government-run system that at this point has proven to be completely inadequate to keep up with our technological needs, our individualized student needs. And we know that when parents are given that option, they're going to find the best choice for their child. And we want them to have that freedom through an education savings account.
So legislature's in session now. Are their ears open to this? And is this something you can look for to happen this session?
You know, I think Governor Abbott has made it very clear that this is a priority for him. I think that he's looking around at the country and seeing the momentum and seeing the success of other states. Of course, we in Texas are very proud of our state and our liberties and our freedoms. And I think it's far beyond time that we move from talking about the education system to focusing on what's best for individual students. We're still going to have those same roadblocks that we've had in the past. Look, if our Speaker of the House continues to put Democrats in committee chairman roles and we don't have a favorable House Public Education Committee, that's going to be a problem for educational freedom. So I think we've got to hold these folks accountable and say, why are you standing in the way of parents choosing what's best for their children?
Is anybody noticing that every guest I have on the show the last couple of weeks, it may or may not be about nuts and bolts, hardcore, but everybody makes the same complaint I do, that that ridiculous Democrat chairman of committees in a supposedly conservative state. Randon Steinhauser is here, Young Americans for Liberty, YALiberty.com is the website there. Randon is on Twitter, at Randon Marie. Quite the power couple, just doing the homework. Your husband is Brendan. Randon and Brendan. Fate required you guys get together, didn't it?
For sure. We joke. R&B.
Even better.
We're really lucky to be able to work on these causes together. And it's a real blessing to fight for liberty and on behalf of Texas families.
And your husband is the chief strategy officer at Young Americans for Liberty. Tell me a little bit about YAL, how long they've been around, and what's what are you all up to every day?
Yeah. Liberty was founded during the Ron Paul Revolution about over a decade ago. It was originally Students for Ron Paul. It's the nation's largest and most effective youth organizing grassroots organization in the country. We, this week, in partnership and celebration of National School Choice Week, we've had dozens of events going on across the country. We have a Hazlitt Coalition, which is those liberty-minded legislators who are on the front lines pushing for things like school choice, constitutional carry, all across the country. Our campus activists are door knocking right now in different states for school choice. So we focus on things like school choice, constitutional carry, free speech on campus, basically making sure that the next generation of liberty-minded leaders has a place to go. And I would say that Young Americans for Liberty is the organization to give them the platform to continue to fight for our freedom.
And the reason I asked, and what a great answer that is to tie a bow around it in the following way. Whether it's school choice, constitutional carry, other conservative things, it's easy to take a look at today's college campuses, today's younger generation, and wag a finger at them and say, well, our future is screwed in the hands of these people. I want to ask your level of optimism. I find within that cloud a certain silver lining of young, liberty-minded people who absolutely are prepared to push against the tide, absolutely prepared to fight for liberty and bring some of these precepts into their generation as they grow. Do you share my optimism? Please tell me you do.
I do. I'm an internal optimist, but I believe we have an obligation. We have an obligation to have organizations like Young Americans for Liberty to provide a platform for students to become educated on sound economics, on the history of communism, the history of Marxism, to be able to identify it on our college campuses and say, no, back on cultural Marxism. I push back on this communist agenda, and to give them the support and the backup that they need when they want to use their voice to say, my free speech is now being stifled because of the cultural Marxism that we're seeing on college campuses, to give them a sound understanding of what it means to fight for liberty and to know that it truly is just one generation from extinction. So we have an obligation to provide that support for them. And again, I think Young Americans for Liberty is the number one place for a college student to find a home in the liberty movement.
Randon, thank you. Best to Brendan. And again, let me send everybody to the website and correct it too. It's yaliberty.org, not com. yaliberty.org, Young Americans for Liberty. The Steinhausers, they're walking the point, both Randon and Brendan. Best to your hubby. Thanks to you for all the school choice advocacy you do. Deeply, deeply appreciate your time, and let's talk again soon.
Have a great day.
I will. Randon Steinhauser, Young Americans for Liberty, yaliberty.org.